I want to talk to you in this section about count singing, which we've come back to in our recent rehearsals, and I'd be very happy if we were all able to find some time to get a little more fluent with the idea so that when we do it together, it will be yet more beneficial. And the passage that I've chosen to work on some count singing with you is back in the first movement of the Brahms, please, a section that has, as it were, some of everything, beginning at letter B. We've got some of this more animated music, and also some more sustained passages. So at letter B, we've heard the basses and tenors coming here, then the altos. So we'll be coming in on. So if you're feeling you're about to suddenly go up to an A flat, you'll have to forgive me. I'm going to sing this down here, okay? So, count singing. Oh, by the way, I've come to the conclusion, is a better expression, that count singing is better done with your line being played for you. And here's my reasoning. When we're count singing, I want it to be, I think it, a different process. It's about precision of absolutely exactly where things happen. So you don't really want to be having to in any way overthink an interval or an X note. Of course, you've practiced all that, and you know, so using the line tapes for count singing is a brilliant thing, which I'm going to show you in the next session. Because it's there, it's spectacularly mechanical. It just, those line tapes, that machine ain't stopping for anybody. And you get it on the speed, and that gets you, and just like with a metronome, you work with it instead of it feeling like an unmitigated bully, it becomes a friend that you're able to be with, that makes it easier for you to stay in time. So here we go. So we remember the one and two and T and four and T four, and then when we have rests, although you've got off lightly in this passage with rests, we've been whispering one and two and T. So say you came in on the fourth beat, it would be one. Four and one and two and T and four and one, or whatever, yeah? Because then, in the passages where you're not singing, you're maintaining the pulse in your head. Here we go. Two and T and four and one and 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 two and T and four and one. Okay. So that's how it works, you know. It takes a bit of practice. It's just really well worth it. The other voices do a little bit more. How about doing, let's do bar 71 with upbeat. So, So we've got 1 and 2 and T. 4 and 1 and 2 and T. And 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 4. And it's just so good for places like those last two bars. In fact, those last five bars. The tied notes from the fourth beat to the first. And then here, 1 and 2 and T and 4 and 1 and 2 and T and 4. Huh? Because those places that should be quite easy to count and just aren't. Huh? You're going through every part of every beat, and then when you've done it enough, you just leave it aside. In the next session, I'll be showing you how to combine that on some of our other techniques with our use of the line tapes that are on the website.